The main building at St. Edward's University rises on a bluff south of downtown Austin, its red tile rooftops and Gothic spires etching the sky. From the front steps, there's a panoramic view of the state capitol and the urban skyline. The renowned architect Nicholas J. Clayton designed the four-story structure in the Gothic Revival style with a soaring main tower, slender turrets, pointed gables, and a rusticated facade. It was completed in 1887 after 10 months of construction. Clayton used hand-hewn white limestone on the exterior, which was quarried at the site. Heavy, bright red wooden doors at the front entrance included stained glass windows. In the spring of 1903, a devastating fire ripped through the building, although the main entrance and massive wooden doors were spared. The university commissioned Clayton to oversee the reconstruction, which he completed in time for the fall semester. Much of the limestone on the main building's facade was restored or replaced. For the back exterior walls, workers used less expensive Austin Common brick made of mud dredged from the Colorado River. The main building remains the campus anchor, dominating the more modern structures constructed in the 1950s and 1960s. As campus enrollment grows, it's also setting the tone for new buildings constructed under the university's master plan for the 21st century, which calls for a high standard of architecture exemplified by the historic structure. Among the new buildings is Trustee Hall, designed by Anderson Wise Architects of Austin and completed in 2002. Its design, its scale, and its materials, including red metal shingle roofs, concrete, and brick, respect the nearby main building, but with a contemporary interpretation that's helping to create a cohesive campus. Architect Arthur Anderson says the main building speaks to us of nobility founded in a feeling of permanence.
The calm material presence of the main building forms a central image of St. Edward's campus, and it should inspire future campus architects and the buildings they design, and ultimately the students who are served.